mofos and mofets.
Coming in smooth today.
That's what I, you know, I heard that jazz. You gotta come in nice with this. What up, y'all?
Song is what up, man?
To the Two Blunt Podcast.
We back.
White supremacy. It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
And all my enemies who might we here. To be y'all ready?
Yeah, me. I think they ready.
Like let's go.
Let's energy. Go.
Fuck you too, little bitch. Fuck you too. Fuck you too, little bitch. Fuck you too, little bitch. Fuck you too. Fuck you too, little bitch. You ain't fucking with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you too, little bitch. It's fuck you
that shit goes hard.
That's dope, huh?
That's not bad. Horseshoe gang.
Fuck you too. Fuck you too, little bitch.
Ooh. Fuck you too. Oh, shit. We back.
Yeah, back. Two bitch. Weeks.
Was it two? Thought it was like three. Feel like it's been a long ass time.
I think two. I'm good. I'm good with saying two.
I'm cool with that. We'll take two.
Yeah.
Hope y'all enjoyed our little mini commercial.
Yeah, a couple of them. Little, I put another one out.
Did you?
Yeah, I put the ringtone one out.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was the one I.
And then I put the Vegas one out.
Oh, okay.
Then we didn't. We uber failed on that.
Yeah.
We'll upload that little piece of Vegas that we have on a bus.
So yeah, so the Vegas recordings didn't pan out very well.
Niggas just wanted to have fun. It seemed like
it's hard to get organized and shit like that when you trying to just
let me see that flame.
It, you know what I'm saying?
It was yeah, we were trying to kick it. You were there with your best friend. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I was there with my friends, nigga.
Nah, you were there with your friends, but your best friend was there. And so it was very noticeable. It was awesome.
I guess.
It was funny. It was cool, though. It was cool hanging out with y'all.
So, yeah, we was there for what? 3 days? 4 days? What was it?
How long were we there?
Tuesday, Wednesday.
4 days?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday don't count.
Thursday don't count. I was back at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, we was back early as a motherfucker.
Oh, my God, that...
Note to self, don't ever fucking leave Vegas that early again. That was horrible.
That was a bad idea.
It was horrible. It was the worst thing ever.
Could have not.
Who gets to the airport at 6 o'clock in the morning?
We got there at like 4. Wow. Talk about bad ideas.
That wasn't a very good one.
We missed Usher.
We got invited. Shout out to the homie D. James. We got invited to the Usher after party.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it was the night before we left. So
it's at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so that they was probably just getting there,
mm-hmm.
just leaving.
I just wanted to scream Usher. I didn't care how far or close he was. I
mean, Usher baby,
Usher baby, Usher.
Oh man,
that would have been a good time.
Well, the trip was fun though. I had fun.
Oh goddamn, I had fun.
It's a good old time.
First day, drank Slurpees, act like assholes.
Oh man. That first fucking
no food
slushy, that motherfucker boy.
We fucked us all up.
Ooh.
We just walked into the casino and realized it.
So yeah, we got there, checked in,
mm-hmm.
keys didn't work.
That shit was funny.
They tried to hit us with the digital key, you know, technology, fail.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to go down, get the key. And then we came, you know.
Which wasn't that bad because it was still digital. You still didn't talk to a person. You just had to like.
I don't understand that shit, man. Like everybody gets that option, because when I booked the room,
yeah.
It says, "Hey,
do you want to book?
Avoid the line.
Yeah,
get this app, and you can automatically check in.
You did check in automatically.
And I was checked
get in.
We were checked in before we even got there.
Yeah,
like before we even got to Vegas, we was checked in.
Wow.
So. I don't know why somebody would, although I guess if you're trying to get an upgrade or do some other shit. Have you ever tried the $20 trick?
Did we try the $20 trick in Vegas? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't work because we already had an upgrade.
Yeah. So you was trying to supersize your supersize?
I was trying to get the sweet sweet.
So you was trying to get
I guess like, we should tell everybody that young Sabrina's in the room from the window shopper. But yeah, that was strange, wasn't it?
So
I tried it.
They probably looked at you like, "What are you? What am I supposed to do with this?"
Did
like,
she just give my 20 back?
They gave it back to you?
No, she took it.
Oh, motherfucker!
I was gonna say that's dope, but
no, she took
you
it.
Figure, see,
she's just extra sweet.
I always thought about that. Like, I want to take that shot, but it ain't no different than the fucking putting it in a slot machine.
I should have took the $35 slot cot shot. That getting the cot in the room. I should have got the cot.
Should have got the cot.
I don't
know, but should have just got a whole new room. that point.
Yeah, $35. We're in Vegas.
Yeah, you could have got a whole fucking room. Like, they get them shits out on the low, low. Like,
yeah.
If you ever go to Vegas, you can't find somewhere to stay. That's on you.
Well, we've seen people. We saw people there. The dude playing with a phone that wasn't there. Fool was playing with a phone on the ground. No phone. No phone in his hand. Blew my mind.
He was swiping in there. Like,
he was on Instagram.
One hand holding it and the other one was swiping nothing.
Shit was crazy.
That shit was pretty funny. But yeah, man. Vegas was Vegas, you know.
Yeah. Holding long cups all day. Just to lose them. You lost two.
I forfeited one.
I forfeited one.
I lost my first one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't lose it.
Oh.
I left it in the bathroom.
And wasn't going back.
There was no way in hell I was going to get it back. That's an L. You just take that one.
Yeah, I don't know where I left my cup.
And then the second one I forfeited because I was like, I'm not bringing this shit back home. We ain't drinking tomorrow.
Yeah, dude that brought his back on the plane was hilarious. I saw that shit. Look, this nigga brought the cup. What the fuck? It's crazy, though.
He had that big one, though. So that was like $40. So
yeah.
You got to hold on to that.
I'm throwing that shit in the trash, too.
That's a souvenir kind of shit.
I went to Vegas. I could just tell you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use your words. Look, where do you think I've been? Only one place in the world has stupid cups like that. We're good.
You can get them in, like, Mardi Gras, too, right?
Oh, there's a Mardi Gras cup, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah, they're probably there. Anywhere there's public drinking. We all lost our phones, which was...
I didn't lose my phone.
You didn't lose your phone?
Fuck no.
No, me and Ferg lost our phone.
Fuck no.
Instantly.
Hell no.
He had to go to the goddamn security to get his. Mine was right where I left it. That was a sick day.
Yeah.
I got sick, like, the last day, and was just out of it.
Yeah, This nigga Keaton, that's what he wanted out in Vegas.
Yeah.
The sickness.
The flu cold. I damn near died.
Asshole.
Nah, I didn't do about it, man. I'm sorry, you got sick too?
Yeah, I got it. Luckily, I got mine after.
Yeah.
Once we got home, so I didn't have to fucking...
Sweat on a plane.
Deal with it out there. That'd have made it suck. That's how you end up being homeless and scrolling an imaginary phone. Is I didn't have to isolate myself, so I had to go sit outside. Next thing you know, I passed out and
the homies left. That we caught the plane. You didn't.
Yep.
That's how our story started. Stuck in Vegas. We kept doing that shit. That shit was fucking hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah, we was just walking around. And you kind of look at people. You see them doing bad. You go, how'd they get there?
Yeah.
What was their backstory? So we was creating backstories for people.
And for ourselves, mostly.
Yeah, every time. Yeah,
every time, like, you could possibly get scratched by a homeless person or, I don't know, burned.
Every time life went bad, you take a rough turn.
The heat, when the sun got in your face.
Oh, that sun was kicking Keaton's ass.
That was an impressive sun. I wanted to taste some more of it. I wanted to see what it had. And then I lost that fight.
That's a different heat. I mean, it's hot everywhere.
Like the magnifying glass over the ants. It's the only thing I could think of. It's like, what am I sitting in? Am I in a bowl of glass right
but
now?
Then you walk in a casino or you get on the bus and it's like 32 below zero. Yeah,
no middle ground in Vegas. Watch out.
Like, we're full air blowing on you.
Yeah. If there's a reason sickness happened, it was there. Extreme heat and then extreme cold. Just
back and forth too. Like, it ain't even like
just shivering on a bus. So yeah, it was a great trip. I had a good time. I got drunk.
What is there anything you wish you did that we didn't do?
I wish I could have trolled Usher just a little bit. Just a little troll. And I wouldn't even talk after that. You guys can have the floor.
I'm just going to troll him.
Just give him a little, make him believe something that's not real for reason.
You think you can make Usher believe something?
Fuck yeah.
Just some random shit?
Keaton Lewis. Make him.
Keaton Lewis, bitch.
I'm going in.
You know what I do?
I'm going to fuck this nigga's head up.
Okay.
Just to fuck with Usher a little bit. Make him think I had herpes too or something fucked up. I understand the struggle, brother.
I'm out of here. That's how you're out here in Vegas, though.
Yep. That's my story.
Spreading the love, huh? Usher Bugs got a... What is it? Usher Bucks? They got a whole new meaning, huh?
Oh, my God. It's got the same meaning.
It'd have been cool to go to a show, but
yeah, I would have liked. Okay, so one thing I would have liked
them
to do.
Shits is it's hard to like plan. Like you got to plan that shit, man.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I would like to plan out
sporadic ass
because we'd have to dose you. Ferg would be doing cool with doing like acid. We got to like trick you into doing it. And then
damn, I got to do acid. I can't just enjoy it.
No, we're gonna, that's how we're gonna.
I can't just smoke a little bit and
Cirque du Soleil on acid. It's gonna be a night of acid, but it's Cirque du Soleil mostly.
Not on my first trip. Like
first trip, yeah.
Dive in the pool. Scrolling on the phone.
Dive on the
scrolling on the invisible phone. Homeless in Vegas.
Nah, you won't be able to look at your phone. How about that?
that's probably why he didn't have one.
Words
of maybe that's why he didn't have one.
Didn't need it anymore. Oh my god, yeah. Because when the merch start scrolling around, yeah, I may be a night of acid. I'd like to do acid that night. I mean, one of those nights. I've never done acid in the heart of Vegas.
I'm good. I'm not ready for that.
You don't know. I mean, you never know until you're there.
Nah, man. You're laughing. I know me.
Yeah.
I know me.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You got me.
It can be overwhelming if I just go into the grocery store. Sometimes can be like overwhelming, and
I want to say that first hour
of fucking anxiety kicking to me. So
it's that first hour.
Hell, you think I'm gonna do out there?
Have a good time. You're gonna laugh because we're gonna laugh.
I don't think I will.
I'm positive you're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh 7 to 12 hours straight. It's gonna be a good time.
No,
Cirque du Soleil may be a little scary because all the colors and stuff. I can imagine all of us walking out of that, just leaving. We paid it, but fuck. And they looked at me. I looked at him, and we caught eyes. And you think he's just looking at you the entire time?
Nah, I'm cool.
That's what we have to force you to do it. You won't know. We'll know, and you'll be like, "I feel weird. I think I need to go outside." And you go outside, you're like, "I think my heart's beating weird." And we'll just be laughing, and then we'll tell you, and then you'll be mad for like maybe 45 minutes, and then you'll be an acid. So. There's no point in being mad. It's really tough to be just fucking mad and upset on psychedelics. I cannot stretch. It's like you can't.
How is that selling this to me, man?
I'm not selling it to you because it's forced on you. I'm just letting you know what's gonna happen. You're forced into this. You're not like it's,
oh shit.
You had a drink.
This is a get down lay down, huh? I just gotta get down. I ain't got no choice, huh?
You have no choice. No.
Damn.
Well, you giving yourself no choice by saying no in the first place.
Man. Alright.
Ferg would have a good time. I'm telling you, it's all laughter. It just hurts right here. It's just the only thing.
I just can't. I mean, I laughed without it. Without the shit.
You mean laughing at goofier shit? It'll be like, I can't explain it. Extreme happiness.
See, that's the problem. If you can't explain it, how the fuck you think I want to
because the walls wobble and shit. Like, there's other things that are happening that'll make you laugh. You will just stare at lights and laugh.
So somebody say, eat this, and you go, what is it? And they go, I can't explain it. Just eat it.
No, I mean, I can explain it. It's just not going to make any sense.
It's going to be awesome. Just eat it. Yeah. I can't explain it. You would just eat it?
No, because I've been in the situations where niggas have been like, just eat it. But as your homie, I'm not giving you like ecstasy. It's giving you like just LSD. It's harmless. It's harmless. Just a little dosey dose, you know?
Because okay. Nobody's had any like, bad effects from that, huh?
Not just bad ideas.
Like, nothing happens to nobody.
Nobody's ever overdosed on acid.
But they ain't never ruined their life or nothing.
Well, don't keep doing it. I said one time we tricked you and you kept doing it. That was your fault.
So what if I go, oh, that was pretty cool. Like you selling me it to be.
It is. You're not going to want to do it that much.
Though. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's like a one-time thing. Cool. With the homies in Vegas.
No. Nope.
And you got dosed on accident.
Nope, we just get a slush. I'll just add an extra shot to my slush.
That was my problem. The first day, nigga, that extra shot, my nigga. But no, it'd be fine. You'd be straight.
I'm good.
To have a life changing experience.
Well, now we know if I ever go on a trip with Keaton.
Yeah, watch your drink, nigga.
Not drinking nothing.
Because I'll announce it first. I'll be like, I got acid, and I'll just look right at you in your face. And it's like either a no, yes, or a yes, yes. You choose.
Oh shit!
So,
damn.
That's what real friends are for.
Guess that'll be dope. Part two to 2-1 Vegas.
Record that night. We wouldn't even be able to like record words at some point. We could just would just get so weird. Like at the halfway mark, everything is just womping at you. I can't explain it. Like the walls are breathing.
Nigga, if I couldn't handle, we couldn't handle slushes with shots.
I feel like we handled that perfectly well. We did. I mean, we got a little loud. We laughed a little bit too much. I did talk to some people, you know, screaming people. But hey, everything worked out.
Oh, man.
And I think I always feel like real safe with Ferg, you know? He always like, oh, he can calm everything down and put a suit on.
That nigga wanted to turn into a teacher so bad.
Every time he would rip his shirt off, have a suit on. Fucking super teacher. Get over here. Stop running in the hall.
Oh, man, that's funny.
That's what he was going to do. I saw it every time. I was like, anytime I saw a kid fucking up, I was like, yep.
You mad we didn't go to Hell's Kitchen?
No.
Was that on a bucket list?
No, I mean.
It seemed like it was. I didn't know if it was.
No, I'm just like, I know you don't eat, so what are you going to go? What are you going to go in and spend $100 on?
Some
like,
chicken strips?
There's no chicken strips. Stop fucking chicken strips.
I mean, you could grill them. They ain't got to be fried. Like,
there's no strips of chicken. Ain't nobody back there but
they
the favorite.
Give me some bougie, you know what I'm saying, grilled chicken. What would they call them? Fucking, I don't know what the fuck they got, but they gotta have something basic. A burger. I fucks with a burger.
Yeah, you probably get you a bougie burger in there.
But they gonna be mad because I'm gonna be like, nah, you can keep all that extra shit.
Oh my
shit.
God. I just,
the meat.
Look how serious this guy's face is. You're just fucking his food up, man. All right, let's look at this menu. See what happens. Is there a menu? I know it's a menu. I looked at the menu. There we go, group dining.
Why we gotta be group dining now?
Cause it's private and stuff.
Oh, you trying to be? See, that ain't gonna work. Nah, go to the regular menu.
The regular menu.
Cause that's really gonna. I know functions. I really be pissed when I gotta go to a function. It'd be way too bougie. I'd be like, man.
All right, lunch menu.
I don't need all that.
Until 3, heirloom tomato burrata salad is the first.
I don't need salad any fucking way.
Okay, so that's your,
all. That's out. So let your boy get a breadstick.
It's 3 courses per person. Three courses.
Can I get a breadstick instead? Like, I can't get, like, dang, I don't know.
So,
bread.
Your main course, you get one choice. It's petite beef Wellington.
See, what the fuck is that about? Why would I only get one choice?
Potato puree, glazed root vegetables, red wine, demi glaze. And you can add a foie gras.
I can fuck with that. Some of the,
you can add some
foie
gras.
I don't want that shit. That's what. That's some fat or something. Goose fat or some shit, ain't it? Or
it's rabbit. It's a rabbit. Toast is a rabbit. And your dessert's a sticky toffee pudding.
Wait, you get an add on a rabbit for $22?
It's or lobster tail at market price.
So it could probably be right now. That should probably like $60.
All right, here we go. What about oysters and a half cereal?
No, fuck okay. No. I don't shrimp eat cocktail. No seafood. So
okay,
you can
so your appetizer.
All that. Give me some more bread. Get some more bread.
You ain't seen bread one time on this motherfucker. So you can get some seared foie gras.
Nope.
Seared scallops.
Nope.
Lobster risotto. Nope. Steak tartare. You can eat steak, right?
No, but that's that raw shit.
Damn
ain't it.
It.
That's a, yeah.
So
I watch Iron Chef and shit. I watch Food Network.
All right, so we got other entrees. You got a braised short rib.
It's just one? I just get one rib?
You get, this comes with the
yeast. Zach fucks with that.
I feel like you got that. A Bloomsdale spinach.
I could eat a potato cake.
Yeah.
Sound like a hash brown.
And it comes with onion rings and beef.
Sound like ribs, hash
sauce.
Brown, some spinach. Mm-mm. And some juice.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
Beef
juice.
There's some chicken there too, man. They could have some scallopini.
Oh, Jidori some roasted peewee potatoes. See why they got? Damn, nigga, potatoes ain't expensive.
You think there's only one potato?
Nah, I know there ain't. But you could just get the little Yukon Gold joints. That's in the, you know what I'm saying, in the potato cake.
No. If you're okay,
that's some little.
Would
tiny
you
want to
pay $50
fucking,
for the Yukon?
I don't want to pay $50 for.
But
then,
okay, so this is another reason we didn't go to. That's the other reason. I'm not about
hell
to.
Hell nah. No. No, so I wouldn't. Yeah. I would
oh, here you go. A Wagyu ribeye. It's a steak.
It comes I don't with, like steak, fool.
Fuck, I know you don't. They come with shishito peppers though.
Huh?
Shishito peppers.
What's that supposed? That's supposed to sell me
for the $80? Yep.
Nope.
And they come with mushrooms. I know you like them.
I mean, I would. I would eat a steak, like, if it was, that was all my option, but they'd be mad because I'd be like, I want that shit well done.
Damn, you got to eat boot.
No, don't you give me none of that nasty.
They got mac and cheese for your black ass. Look at that. Baked with smoked Gouda, nigga. And prosciutto.
See,
which
that's
is,
probably. Just,
do you know what prosciutto is?
Just get, yeah, that's the little ham shit, right? That thin
yeah,
meat.
We'll call it that thin ham.
Yeah. That shit. Okay. Nah, man. Damn, they ain't got no chicken. That's the whole menu? Ain't
that's
no
the chicken? Lunch menu. There was
how
chicken.
How the fuck there ain't no chicken?
I told you it was your Dory chicken scallopini up in that motherfucker.
So explain that.
Is it the way they cook it? I don't know.
What's in it?
Oh, it's just peewee. I mean, that's just the sides that come
that's all the shit around it, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what Jidori chicken scallopini is. I'm assuming the Jidori is the cut of chicken and scallopini is the way they cook it.
You Raekwon.
Raekwon?
Raekwon the chef.
Oh, yeah. You know I didn't listen to Wu-Tang. Fuck. Been to a show. Saw like three of them. Just was just happy that they were on Dave Chappelle.
He's just waiting for him to be like, konnichiwa, bitches.
That's it. Or just, you know, have that same face.
But yeah, none of that shit. I ain't eating that shit, man.
Man, yeah, no. Cool.
What's the dinner menu look like?
You didn't want to look at the vegan menu?
If you fucking with lunch and shit.
All right, it's just like a three-course menu. Same three-course menu. Again? Yeah. Oysters.
So it's the same shit?
It's looking like the same motherfucking shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You can ask the more foie gras to that shit if you want. It's the same shit.
It's the same menu.
Gordon Ramsay come and you can order. If you can order to go, is it really motherfucking fine dining? Fine dining to go, you bitch ass niggas. No, I'm good.
Nope. See, so.
So yeah, we weren't doing that because
Hell's Kitchen can go to hell.
Yeah.
With that bullshit.
Sabrina and I, we fine dined when we went to Vegas together.
What'd you have?
Oh, fuck. It was a three-course menu. It came with wine. Hers came with wine. I just drank beer.
So they just tell you what you're going to eat?
Damn, nigga, yeah. There was, like, choices. This or that and this. And you choose.
Y'all be getting played.
It was good, though. Was it good? See? She got the menu. She kept the menu. It was so good. Fine dining, nigga.
Because I know some shit good. You kept the menu, huh? Mm-hmm.
I was caught up on that wine.
She was
oh, that was Emerald.
It was the Emerald, yeah.
Emerald Lagasse, huh?
Yeah.
I know that dude. That's with Bam, ain't it?
I hope not. Like,
Bam.
Is that the guy's Bam? That is, because we just watched the goddamn show. He is the Bam dude. Damn. I could have went anywhere else.
Wait, where the rest of the shit? That's all you get? Them is the only options? There's only one page? There's only like 7 options?
Yeah,
it's a. Oh, see, that's that bullshit, though.
Like, but you only want chicken strips. You only want, like, 7 options.
But damn, like, how you be like.
Because you're trusting a chef to make.
Fuck that.
Okay, that's what you're trusting.
You're eating. I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm
eating art, bro. Look, it's beautiful, man. Look at them pictures, man.
Just scroll
through. This nigga only eat chicken strips.
That's fish, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one on
Keen's shirt. Face, he looked confused. He looked perplexed. Like he don't want to enjoy this, but it's expensive, so he feel like he had to.
No, I enjoyed it.
It make your taste buds feel fancy. It's like no. When you dress up, you feel fancy. So just like eating fancy food make your taste buds feel better.
You taste it throughout your palate, so that's what's kind of cool. They give you like a journey through food. I don't know what to tell you, man.
A journey through food, nigga. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. It's a journey. Like he's just like.
How much of a journey can that be?
Like a $200.
What's the difference between Spaghetti Boulevard and that bullshit?
Mm.
Like just and fettuccine roll. You know what I'm saying? Like
oh, the
spaghetti is spaghetti to me. I don't know. Like I don't like food.
The cooking methods. Like maybe
I guess, but
maybe they like sous vide the chicken. It's basically just putting that chicken in a bag, vac sealing it, and putting it in hot water.
See how you simplified it, and then it sound real fucking basic.
Stupid as fuck.
And it just cost you an extra $30. But y'all get mad when McDonald's freeze-dry some shit.
Whoa, I don't get mad.
They pre-cook the nuggets, and y'all just get a big frozen bag of nuggets.
No, I'm not mad about the nuggets. I'm mad about I'm mad they don't give out the mac sauce to the stores. I want the mac sauce in the store. First and foremost, can I get mac sauce in stores? Other than that, I have no problem with
McDonald's. That's your shit, huh?
I love mac sauce, bro.
You see the hack? I saw the hack to make a cheap Big Mac is you get like the double stack joints, the basic, the double cheeseburger, and just add mac sauce.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing my entire life. Cheeseburger mac sauce, McChicken mac sauce, small
oh,
fries.
You just mac sauce everything. Everything.
If the fries could have mac sauce on them.
What is that shit, man?
Yeah, I think it's proprietary. This dude that's a chef told me it's a proprietary mint blend, like enzymes and shit. Like it's only that. Like they really got it really deep with the mac sauce. and made it addictive.
No, see, I don't even eat that shit.
See, it's a good idea. So, I wouldn't even eat the ketchup.
I'm not eating the beef juice.
They got the chocolate sin cake though. You can go in there and get some dessert, bro. What if we just walked into a fucking fine dining restaurant, three grown folks, a piece of cake and order some dessert? I would like the salted pecan decadence. Ooh, all that sounds like sweetness. I don't like it. Too much sugar.
Sticky toffee pudding.
It's dulce de leche ice cream. Man, bullshit. Oh man, they can't sell me the dessert, man.
Oh man,
you can sell me
that's
on the food.
I mean, that's the only thing that's sounded good on there to me. And I don't drink wine, so
they said beer.
Out. Nope.
There's cocktails.
Yep. All right. Do they got a slushy? They're a fancy slushy.
They got the Ancho Paloma.
You don't even know how to.
No, I don't.
Paloma.
Yeah, that works. The
Paloma.
Oh, they got the Yuka Ana right there, man. It's got a rhubarb puree.
None of this.
So no Gordon Ramsay for you.
No,
I wouldn't have wanted to do it. Acid is my thing. I would have rather done acid.
I was impressed with hot dog on a stick.
You were so excited about like the $2.99 hot dog.
That's because fucking baby D over there at the Popeye stand, man. I wasn't fucking with it.
Why didn't you want to go over the unit? I mean,
nigga, she was pissed.
If she would have snatched you up, she would have been fine.
It wasn't even just me though, but she was pissed.
Cause she saw,
we
were
still like six deep. We was like still like six back, and she was already pissed. And she was pissed at the foe waiting. So by the time I got there, that might have been a snap moment. And she wasn't waiting.
Well, she wasn't gonna snap on you. She was doing so. She was gonna do so. If she grabbed you,
I'm not worried about it. It's just she was mad, and I wasn't fucking with it. Like,
oh my god, if she grabs you,
there's a level where you just see somebody, and you'd be like, they're having way too bad of a day. I'm not gonna bother them.
I made her smile or something.
I'm good.
I asked for chicken nuggets. I mean, chicken strips.
Ain't got none. See, that's what I was like.
I was looking at chicken strips.
She was so mad that I was like, she's gonna punk me into getting something that I don't really want just because. This big bitch is gonna hit me if I ask for something.
Yeah.
If I go, let me get that chicken sandwich with nothing on it, she gonna be mad.
And she's gonna hit you.
She gonna enrage into fucking.
No, she didn't get mad at me because I asked for chicken because I thought I saw them. You know, the chicken wasn't like big chickens. So the chicken leg looked like a chicken strip. So I was like, chicken strip. And she was like, we ain't got it. I was like, oh okay.
See, right. Yeah, I was cool. She was wilding. Like, she looked like she was mad. We failed on that, though. On the eats, like.
Constantly, yeah.
We didn't realize that shit till it was too late.
Yeah, Baja Fresh.
I think I ate like 3 bites of that shit.
It's because you can't handle spicy foods and things with flavor.
No, nigga, it was just too much food. That was a lot of food.
Insane, right? I was like, oh, this is...
How the fuck do you eat that much and then move?
I'm like 235 pounds now because I'm not 350.
That shit was like damn near a pound of fucking...
That
had to be about a pound or two.
Sometimes I get bags from like Taco Bell and I'll lift it. I'm like, holy shit. I'm going to eat most of this. She just got a Nacho Bell Grande. That's all she has. Bag just heavy. Like, I'm going to put that in and then just like walk around with it.
I mean, I get it. Like, sometimes you just got to smash some shit, but I ain't going to walk a casino after. I'm going to fuck to bed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to chill on the couch for a minute.
Yeah, that's where I went.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I told the homie. Like, hey, I'm going to sacrifice this burrito because I'm not going to eat a lot of it. Or I ain't going nowhere after this. Because that shit is too much food. So I'm not a foodie, so no. Mm-hmm. If we ever go on a trip.
No, yeah. Just dose you with acid.
Just trying to, no. Damn. Alright, so. Nope.
Like, the best person to always dose is the most nervous person on the trip.
But I ain't the most nervous.
For doing acid, yeah, you are.
Oh, like, to do that. I thought you just been like overall who's the most
you niggas are really calm. We just sit there and watch people fuck up.
Oh, the footage. I still got the footage of the couple.
Oh, nice. We always catch a nice fight when it's the three of us, isn't it?
So there was a couple that was out there arguing, and it got to the point where The dude was trying to get away from the girl.
Yeah.
Then they got to the point where they was around people.
Yeah.
And every time people would come close, the girl would start screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was hitting her.
And the best part about that entire thing was the other black guy. That was leagues away. He was so far away.
The valet dude?
Yeah, he was like, y'all saw that, right? I was like, yeah.
I was like, oh. Like, oh, y'all saw that, right, huh? Oh, I saw y'all filming, like, damn. I ain't think nobody caught me.
That's why I love black people. Black people will catch you. If you think you're not being watched, niggas are watching. And are ready to clown you in the five-foot vicinity. We'll get your ass. That's crazy. It was so far. It was so far. There's no way anybody where he was at could have seen what we were doing. And he pinpointed us, and we walked past him. He saw us, and he acknowledged it. And I was like, holy shit.
That was a good one.
That was perfect. I forgot about that.
Won a little bit, you know, won a little bit of money, lost a little bit more. Actually, I only lost, like, the end of the trip. I think I lost, like, $10 or $15.
Even Stevens, buddy.
As far as, like, gambling money and shit, like, it's pretty solid.
I realized 12:30 the night before the last night that I started losing, and that was a bad day.
Yeah, that was a rough start to that day.
That was a terrible day. It was, like, 12:30. You've lost way too much. You hit the fives twice. Double fives. Like I said, put it on. Hit twice. And then I hit the lucky seven like three times in 2 days. And that last day, nothing happened. Oh, this is a bad luck day. This is the day my dad came back. He is an asshole.
See, that's when you just be like, nope, I'm about to just go sightsee. I'm about to just go check some shit out.
That's what I did. That resort world was really cool. That was really cool. I liked the floors. It was just clean looking, white.
That's just brand new.
Little silver inlays. It was nice.
It was pretty dope, yeah.
I like that place.
So, yeah, Vegas was fun.
Mm-hmm. I like staying in the castle.
Nobody likes staying in the castle.
I just liked it looking at going into the castle. In the castle, it is.
Felt like Martin.
Yeah.
Black Knight.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no.
Did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah, I just recently watched it. That nigga... In that band.
Bo, 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 bo.
You gotta do this for me. And he's just like, dude, what the fuck did it? They got it on the second try. Oh, we get it now. White people ain't never had rhythm that one time in
history. But that one day.
They played. Was that a Stevie Wonder? What the fuck was that? I was like, there's no fucking way. I'd have just died. I was like, well, there's no fucking way I'm gonna get this done. I'm a musician and this is impossible.
The shit you are asking for, sir, is not gonna happen.
I don't even know how they making different notes on these trumpets.
Oh, that's hilarious, fool. Yeah,
couldn't have done it, bro. I'd have been dead.
Oh man, so that's why you felt like that's what you felt like walking in the castle.
Yeah, I bet. Nah, I don't know. I'd rather consider myself a real knight.
Have you ever, watched a little Tournament of King joints?
No, I saw it on Cable Guy that one time. I was like, I'd do that, except the chicken.
Did you,
came
you,
on plates.
You haven't gone to the Renaissance Festival?
No, I'm still afraid to do that. Like, this is the last weekend.
I went. I've gone a few times.
Yeah, you always talk about going. You don't ever take your sword, though, man. You don't ever dress up like
a... I don't have a sword.
I don't know. You should have, like, something. You should have, like, a hat and then, like, a samurai. Thing, and not like a sword, but like a machete. This is my culture. Yeah, when we saw that nigga with that hat on, and then they had that slave hat, and that nigga had that, and that Japanese, I was like, damn, there you go.
Oh, man, that's funny.
That's just crazy. But I'd go in my 15-19 gear. My ancestry looks like a lot, though, so. Like I said, impossible. Nigga wouldn't be able to do that shit. Look at him, he's not. It's impossible. That's how it should have been the entire time. I would have just ran out.
Doom, doom.
I would have just trusted that I was black and I was faster than everybody there. They take shits and no, I'm out in like piles of leaves.
Oh, it's a chopped and screwed. It's a chopped and screwed. I want to hear the chopped and screwed version.
No, man.
This ain't got nothing to do with the movie at all.
What the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
So they just slowed it down.
That's chopped and screwed.
And then threw some scratches in that motherfucker.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
I don't think it was chopped or screwed, to be honest.
You should have. Damn, we should have done that. You should have done that when we walked into, like, every time we walked into. every time we walked in, you should have done that.
Oh, shit. It was crazy. Like, a week before, I watched that shit. Didn't think about it once in Vegas. Going back, do you remember when we were going back? We went so far the first day that I forgot how to get back. I don't think you guys realized that. I was like, we're going the wrong way. And y'all were going
I do. Cause y'all both kept doing that shit. And I was like, no, fools. This way. We just went that way.
I was like, how the fuck did we get here? And we sobered up. And I was like, where the fuck am I at right now?
We was in the Venetian. And we just walked a big circle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then came right back and was like, oh, I remember this spot. We was just here. Like, it was.
Yeah, we had to keep changing party leader that day. It was tough. Tough game.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Good times.
Man.
And now the world's falling apart again.
What are you talking about? Well,
it's been falling apart, but now. These niggas is tripping. They're about to be tripping.
I don't want to say, like, it's falling apart. The planet will be fine. We did. The planet will kill us all fast. That motherfucker will give a fuck. But yeah, it's probably going to get bad, especially if this nigga go to jail. What if he goes to jail and he's running for president at the same time? Dun, dun, dun.
How does that work? Like, what's the implications? Like, there's some shit, right? You can't.
Mm-hmm. You can. You have to be chosen by the party that's in control. All this.
But I thought, like, you couldn't be.
He got impeached.
Well, president. I guess he has to be convicted first, right? And then.
He can be president in jail.
Dude, you can't have. Can you?
For real? Yeah, nigga. He could be in the fucking celly cell, like, hey, give me my soups, nigga. And then, also, can you bomb them? He can have the new codes in prison. Trump running jail, nigga. He gonna let all his homeboys out.
That's, I thought there was rules to this shit.
No. If there were rules, they came up with them, like, 200 years ago. And we just been running with that. They said women can, vote. And black people aren't slaves anymore. Really? Yeah.
Well, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope. They thought they were just working it with integrity. You know?
There's rules to this shit.
It's like unspoken rules. Like, please don't do this. But, like, there's no don't do this. That's how he's not in jail now. They don't know what to fucking do. What the rules say, the rules were written 200 years ago. So,
you know what's funny to me now is, like, that's what's funny is, I don't know if you've seen it, but these niggas is tripping now. All the Republicans is wilding out, and they're like, go this country to the FBI. Welcome.
Oh, well, you're like, welcome to the party. You guys have not been here this entire time?
So, you guys going to kneel? You guys going to kneel now?
Best idea.
That's kind of crazy.
We got to stand with these
Negroes. Weird that you don't like the flag so much right now, huh? It's a little different, right? Like,
it's the same. They didn't like it before, especially when those slaves came free. Oh, my God.
Nah, it's just funny now because, you know, like, oh, don't you do that. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but what's her name? Strong Face.
Oh, no. Is that what
she tweeted?
We just going to keep calling her Strong Face?
I can't. What's her name, man?
I'm not going to tell you because her name is Strong Face now. I don't know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. I've said it a couple times on here.
MTG.
There you go. But apparently, like, she tweeted and had, like, the flag upside down or some shit. Everybody's like, oh. And they're like, oh, defund the FBI. Oh, now we using those words, huh?
I've learned something this past year. I've been saying not to do it.
It's crazy, man. It's wild out here. Like, here's my thing. Uh-huh. Once again, I'm probably said it, and I'm going to keep saying that shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, if you believe one thing and another... Because you believe it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But if you just believe in some shit just because the gang say to believe this shit,
yeah,
that's some bullshit.
But it's some gang shit, though. You got to give them the props on that shit. Hey.
Is there props for that shit?
No, just sticking, like, together. Yeah. Just
it's cool to stick together. Even with
crazy shit.
But nah, because, like, we friends.
Yeah.
We stick together. As a friend, I feel like I got to check you sometimes and you got to check me. Like, that's the point of
it. But not if we're running the game on the other game. Y'all got to say they had the same voice. So if the same voice says eat ashes from the ashtray.
I get it, but.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm giving props for. They all eating ashes for no reason.
I get it, but it's, God damn.
Think about this. I think about this shit maybe like once a week. Maybe. Just fuck it all and be like, Trump 2020. You know, Trump 2024. Because they make so much fucking money. Just by doing that and being black. You know what I'm saying? It's a weekly thought I have. Man, that's some fucked up shit. You lose all your friends. Mm-hmm. But it's a milli.
That's integrity, though.
But that's integrity. You can't do anything else but either be that. Yeah, that's your life now. And you're fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, the game is over now. You want
to
get in early.
It's just, when did it get to that point?
It's been like that.
Because of Obama, huh? I still
don't blame Obama. Blame John Edwards, because he should have been fucking that prostitute while his wife had cancer or some shit like that. He fucked something. He did something. He fucked something. And when a time where you was would be fucking nothing when your wife got cancer. Your wife can't be sitting in my bed crying if you were trying to be president.
But I'm just saying.
Don't blame Obama. He didn't
even. It ain't his fault, but it's
John Edwards' fault.
This is they get back for Obama. Mm-hmm. Because we was like.
Remember the tea party? They were like, we're going to do the tea party. It's like, there's no tea. What the fuck are you guys talking? Like, you know, it's that awkward. I was in Arkansas, so it was like that. You can see signs for the tea party, and you're just confused. Like, that's when, you know, you see it there. You see it in little pockets. And then, you know, bigger pockets and cities start realizing that black people are rich and shit. Being pretty mad about that. And then they go home, and little Tommy's down there. What up, Mom? We in the motherfucking hood, bitch. And she don't know how to handle that shit. And so. And then 2 years later, little Tommy's dead from opioids because that's somehow that role. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. And then so the fight begins. Don't vaccinate. It's just more irrational shit.
Yeah, this shit's, I don't know. It's wild, man. Like, I get it. Be a Republican, whatever, have that. But God damn, there got to be a point where y'all just look at that motherfucker and be like, homie.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, fuck. You got us looking hella stupid out here. Like, there's a point where that should just kick in and everybody be like, all right, we still gonna think our thoughts, but fuck this nigga, man. This nigga ain't.
Well, they're doing that now. They're not gonna run Trump. They're not even try to run Trump for 2024.
Who's it gonna be?
Probably that Ron DeSantis guy.
Cat from Florida.
Which is probably like Trump, but super intelligent.
That's the dude that's beefing with Disney, right?
He beefing with everybody, bro. If you ain't about what he about, nigga, we beefing, nigga. That nigga called a press conference on kids, nigga. What up? I got the kids out here talking shit on these kids.
Is that the one when he yelled at him for taking a mask off?
Yes.
Or for having a mask on?
Yes, nigga, that nigga. Yeah, so.
That's wild, man.
So him, but he could lose to anybody. I just say, just put a celebrity up there. Throw Kevin Hart up there. Fuck it. He friends with The Rock.
See, The Rock, that's what I said. Throw The Rock, man. Let's get The Rock.
The Rock don't want to be president, bro. He got to work out too much. Think about the schedule, my nigga.
I don't blame him. Who wants that shit?
Who wants to get old fast? You saw Obama get old in 4 years. You're like, God damn, nigga. You doing bad. So, no.
Keaton Lewis.
Yeah, funny. Throw me up there, man.
Who you running with?
Who am I running with?
Young. No. I was like, don't put me in it.
Doug.
Oh, you.
I want to be the president from that movie with Chris Rock. State of the Union.
Chris Rock?
Yeah. He was the first black president in my mind. It's Chris Rock. Yeah, his brother was the vice president. He slapped him. He slapped everybody. So his vice president was Bernie Mac.
You gonna put young Douglas through all that?
Yep. He'd be fine.
Alright.
Have the homies running the cab. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we talked about this before.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
told me I had to take a spot. You know, you be over here forcing some shit on motherfuckers,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Like, because you can't really. Just sometimes choices don't matter.
Like, damn, nigga, I got to be in the cabinet and do acid in Vegas. Like, that's what the friendship of Keaton Lewis costs.
I feel like you seem like an acid in the wood type of guy. Like in a cabinet.
That's where I should be.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't want to be in the woods sober.
You don't want to be in the woods sober?
No, I've never gone camping. I mean, I have to have like a, if I had like an RV.
You want
to
be drunk in the woods?
No. I don't like being drunk in my house.
Like being high is sober. We're not
fucking. I'm not. I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like,
okay, yeah.
I don't want to be in the woods. Like, I ain't.
Not in the woods, but like in a cabin with electricity. Like, when you walk into the cabin, you're like, damn, it looks like shit. And you walk in, it's like, oh, it's a 70-inch TV in here and all kinds. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Like, amenities in the place, but you can go outside, look at nature, be all fucking, oh, this is nice. Look at stars and shit. Yeah. Because when you look
at. If I got access to.
Like, modern shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to need it, buddy. Because especially when the TV starts going womp, like, oh, my God. You're just going to want to look at it. It's just like the thing, everything, all of it's moving. And like, a. Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're so bad at explaining this, because nobody can be like, I did it because Keaton Lewis told me to.
Somebody might be like, that shit sound dope. You said the words move on your phone. Like, yes. And the walls breathe and you laugh at mirrors. Things melt.
That's really what you went through?
Mm-hmm. A couple times, yeah. You just laugh at it until your sides hurt.
So,
I've done acid in all the places you can.
Nope. Yeah. What else is going on in this crazy world?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just a bunch of, I mean, I guess like Nancy Pelosi's husband keeps going to jail for DUIs, and they making too much money. But that's the status quo.
Football season.
Is it football? Let's
talk about some shit that fucking. Wait, all this, man.
Is it football season?
Yeah, man.
Like, I can bet on it.
Yeah, first game was preseason right now. So the first game was
I can't last do the same game
Thursday, the Hall of Fame game. But
Hall of Fame game, where they just put Tom Brady in there versus a bunch of Tom Brady's and
no, it's it's the week they add people to the Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
and then one like there's just a game. It's the first game.
Oh, okay, the Hall of Fame game.
They play it at the stadium.
So Tom Brady didn't retire.
No.
He said Patrick Mahomes coming for that ass again.
He's back.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to him and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for that.
Is the guy from the Ravens doing better?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a real nigga.
He dope.
I want that nigga to do well. I'm gonna go for the purple team this year.
The purple team?
Yeah.
Just
the purple team.
Not the Ravens.
Nah, fuck
just
it.
The purple team.
I'll give him my own name. Okay. That's how I'm gonna take ownership.
Okay. Who'd you have last year? It was
fuck, I don't know who. Oh, I think they won the Super Bowl. No, they didn't. They were in the Super Bowl. Fuck, who did I have?
The Rams?
Yeah. They lost. But that's who I had.
The Rams won.
Oh, so I picked that's what it was. I picked the winning Super Bowl team. It was I chose right at the end. 50-50. I was fucking right. Told you I was right.
So we'll have to get you got a couple weeks, and then we'll get your prediction for the.
Is Marshawn Lynch still playing?
Nope, but he was charged with driving under the influence in Vegas.
That's what he gets. I mean, what do they expect? Aren't they only pulling people over that are driving?
Who the fuck drives in Vegas?
A person that doesn't want to be seen in Vegas.
I guess.
Yeah. Jesus. Can you imagine being Marshawn Lynch? I'd be happy to see Marshawn Lynch. Be super happy. I have a friend named Marshawn, so I definitely.
I guess
want to double up on that.
And be. I mean, I guess you don't walk, but like
you drive and then pull into like private places because it's Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like valet parks your car and shit.
You walk in. I guess that makes sense. I guess at that point
that
you ain't
valet
just, you ain't cruising.
No,
the strip side. Just
you've done that before. You've done it in the most outlandish possible way.
So now you're on the back roads to get straight to the casino.
Yeah.
Just get in there and do your
drizzle. Get drunk. Probably do some cocaine.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming.
You just think everybody does acid and cocaine?
No, I think nobody does acid. I know everybody does cocaine. Except for like us. Yeah. I won't do cocaine at all.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. We'll do acid. Mushrooms. And weed. I think that's my drugs. That's it.
Mushrooms, acid, and weed?
Yeah. You don't want to do mushrooms and acid at the same time. That sounds gross.
No. I don't like regular mushrooms.
Right? And then,
I'm not eating no mushrooms.
And they're dry. They get stuck in your teeth.
That's nasty.
Yeah. Not fucking worth it. I'd rather just...
You can't just like...
Come on, bro. You can make a chocolate out of it.
No, but like, you can't just... take that shit like a pill and just swallow it?
You can, if you want to crush it up and put it into a pill. But you might as well
just... Nah, but I mean, like...
Just... No. Mm-mm. When I say dry, and we'll get stuck in your throat. You gotta chew it up. You don't chew that. That's nasty. It's nasty, yeah. That's nasty. I'd rather just eat a piece of paper.
Because that shit is, like, literally grown in shit. Mm-hmm.
Poop. Yeah.
Nah, I'm cool, man. Yeah. We'll just smoke some weed and call it a day.
Yeah, there's DMT as well.
No, just... No, nigga.
You just put that in your weed. That's what you gotta do.
You always try not to see. We sure we friends?
Yeah.
Alright.
That's friends do.
That's what friends do, huh? Mm-hmm. Damn. I'm an asshole friend.
You never dosed your friend?
What? No.
That's not terrible friend.
I don't even think I've ever done the right on somebody when they sleep.
Where pranks. Have you not been living your life?
Respectfully? That I don't know. That
sounds terrible, man. That sounds like not a good time at all. Yeah. I've had my face drawn on and I've drawn on faces.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure if I had a camera from when I was a kid, it would be Jackass. A lot of, like, crazy shit.
Did we? I mean, no. I can't think of no crazy shit.
We used to maybe like, not. Annually terrorize one kid.
Nah, we used to clown people. Like, we clown each other.
Terrorize.
We, like, clown each other to the point where somebody would cry.
That was cool. We had a group for that.
But, like...
Terrorized in the summer. Two kids would come from, like, Texas, and we all knew what time it was. They'd call us, and I guess it was a mix of white and black kids, and me and my friend would hop out of cars and chase this kid down the street. We'd lure him out of his house. He'd be, like, ready to fight, and then he would think he's fighting some white kid. He's not. It's two black kids running at him with a BB gun. Because we had, no, two BB guns. We had, like, two BB guns in each hand. He thought he had guns. He just ran the house, called the police, terrorized the kid. That's what we would do.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, man. It was a good time. We had a lot of laughs at that kid. Yep.
I mean, we just did dumb shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't do dumb shit against each other. I don't know.
I don't think this kid was a friend. It was just a kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Like weird, nerdy bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, you got anything else you want to chop it up about?
No, man. I think we've ended this on a trippy note.
Keaton going to get me, y'all. Yeah, if something ever happened, man, Keaton, first suspect.
I'll take it.
Just friends. That's going to be
good. Well, he wasn't going to do it, officer. I thought he'd be fine, but obviously I was wrong. Now he's lost.
I guess there was a reason he... He didn't want to, mm-hmm. But that's my friend.
Yeah, like if you get married, I'll dose you.
Damn.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
Well, all right. I mean, it was already a... Oh, man. Well.
Yep. I got you, bro.
Look at the time.
Just be staring at the pastor. Man, you got a crazy looking face, bro. Fake crazy, bro. You're tripping.
Oh, shit. So, yeah. It's the Two Blunt Podcast.
Yeah, y'all.
It's your boy Naka.
Keaton Lewis.
We're going to holler at y'all.
All right. Peace.